الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد قد قال الله تعالى في الكلام المجيد والفرقان الحميد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم My most respected elders and brothers, I've recited an ayah from the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention towards a very important message, how to bring about a pious life, a life full of happiness, joy, contentment. You will agree with me that alhamdulillah we are not short of knowledge. The amount of knowledge that we have today compared to the days of the past, it's unlimited. We have so much of knowledge that even the media, the channels, the whole day, 24 hours it's on. And 1 minute the whole global, the whole world are enjoying every knowledge of it. And you hear also that people say that I've learned a lot. I have learned a lot. Never before you found people leaving homes and going to private classes for tafsir, for other classes, to increase the Islamic knowledge. But with all that knowledge, why is it that still there is a very big decline now, Muslims? What's the purpose for that? They should become more stronger. They should become more closer to Allah Ta'ala and Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But it is opposite. With all the knowledge they have, they have gone even further away from Allah Ta'ala. Further away from Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And before those days, the women should stay at home. They had so limited knowledge, but they were so practical. They were very practical. The house was full of noor and barakat. The children were also very, very conscious. But now it's vice versa. Did we any time ponder upon that? There's so much of knowledge that we have, but that knowledge is of no benefit at all. There's a decline. What is the purpose for that? The purpose for that is because of only one thing. We haven't got Islamic environment. Our environment is not Islamic. Whether it's at home, whether it's outside. Our environment is not Islamic. Once we bring about Islamic environment at home and try our level best to implement every sunnah of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in our lives, then you find that whatever little knowledge that you have, then we do not have to have too much of knowledge. Once you become practical with that, whatever little knowledge that Allah has given you, that will be sufficient for your salvation. Otherwise, no matter how much knowledge that you have, if you do not practice that knowledge, it do not bring to your lives, it is not sufficient for your salvation. For example, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us, when a child reaches the age of 7, you must take him to the mosque. It's obvious when you take the child to a mosque, he does not even know what he's going to a mosque for. He does not even know what is namaz to. And while you're performing, read namaz, he's behind there. He's reading namaz, the first rakat you read, the father thinking, mashallah, you know, my son joined the jamaat. When the imam goes to ruku and says that he's gone to wuzu khana. And again the imam finishes salah, the boy is sitting down there. And the father, when he makes salah, you can, my son, read namaz, mashallah. In his heart of heart too, the child knows he's playing fools, he's coming to play fools. And we all know that that is not his ibadah, because he's coming because of fear. He's not happy to come. He's only coming because of fear. But he carries on. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that at the age of 10 you must be very stern with him. Now you must become more strict with him. Age of 7, 3 years pass, and thereafter age of 10, Allah, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, be stern with him. Be strict with him. Now what's happening? The child comes 10 years to him. But in the 10 years also, he's got the same old habits of his. But what is happening? What is really happening? A revolution is happening. See, we do not take the teachings of Nabi Karim from very important. But if you take it important, then you find that every act or every saying of Rasulullah SAW, there's a lot of barakat in it. Very great lesson. As the age goes by, when it comes to age of 14 and 15, now the child, it becomes instilled in his heart. Before it was just a habit, it becomes so strong in his heart that this is something very important. Because for so many years the father has made sure that he given that habit into the child to that extent, that it was a habit all the time. It was adat all the time. At the age of 15, it becomes ibadat. Now it becomes ibadat. Now he will tell the father, let's go mosque. So the environment that we have today, we do not have that environment. We have to bring that environment to us. It does not interfere with our worldly affairs. If it interferes with worldly affairs, we can say something. But you notice that it does not interfere with the worldly affairs at all. But it brings about a better relationship with the world. You become more conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that becomes more barakat in every way, at home and everywhere too. Sometimes he said that, you know, if you don't know how to cry, just make up your cry. You're not crying, but you're making your face like you're crying. There's an effect in that also. There's an effect. Like a person, when he wears clothing, if he wears a male wears female clothing, he'll act like a woman also. He'll talk like a woman also. He walks like a woman also. Everything that he does will walk, he does like a woman. Everything. Likewise, a person when he wears an alim's clothing. He may be a bad man, but because he's wearing alim's clothing, when he walks in the street, he'll be very careful. He'll be conscious. The effect is there. The outward becomes internal effect. Now he wears the clothing, he walks around. He may be a daku. But because he's wearing that clothing, he's very conscious that no, people may not take me wrong. The effect is there. He'll go to the masjid too. He'll do all the wrong. And if you want to commit a sin, he won't commit openly, he'll commit quietly. So what you come to realize, what you do from outside must take effect inside. If you wear a lion's clothing, you become like a lion. If you wear a lamb's clothing, you become like a lamb. Every Nabi that came in this world, they all were shepherds. They all were shepherds, only with the lambs. The effect of the animal coming to you. So very important is what is outside must come into us. Now you and I are making our children wear all Western clothing. Now that person who wears a kurta and comes to the masjid, he comes with humility. And that person who comes with that Western clothing, he comes with pride. He comes with pride. He feels very happy about it too. He feels that no one must tell him to. The manner that he comes in, wears his clothing, that fancy t-shirts he comes with. with all the filthy words written behind. And side by side he wears that other kind of shorts and comes. He is boasting about it. But because he comes with pride. It's a hidden pride which you, the moment you tell him, he'll, the way his answer was sufficient to tell you he's got pride in you. So whatever you do, the outside what comes into your body, it affects you, you become that like that. So likewise, our small child, that tender age, you're giving him the most beautiful clothing to wear, and all the fancy clothing, you bring in the heart of the child, that effect, he wants those kind of things thereafter. He wants those kind of things. And if you talk of those in front of him, today who is talking about Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala? No one at home will talk about the Umar Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. The books that the mothers are reading, the fathers, the children are reading the books. What books are they reading? They are reading those books that got nothing to do with Islam. But if they begin to read the books of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, every child you ask him, he'll talk of the biggest, the best postman. The best this, the best that. You never ask him whether who's the best Muslim. You ask a child who's the first muazzin in this world, you will not be able to answer. You ask a Muslim who's the first person to become Musliman, he won't answer. Whatever you say a child and whatever you say, that will affect the child. The more you speak to him, if you got good qualities in you, and if you talk to others, the effect will take place also. If you got bad qualities, or bad qualities. So much of literature we have in us. So much of knowledge that we have in us. But with all that knowledge that we have in us, it made no difference in our lives. There's no happiness at all. We are not punctual in our salahs. We have not become close to Allah Ta'ala. We are still the same person. So the Islamic environment has brought about more harm to us than benefit. And the sad part of it is our environment at home is bad. One is environment outside, and one is environment inside the house. If the environment at home is very good, then it's obvious that it will take in everyone. One very bad thing that's happening nowadays, and it is sad to say, is a cell phone. A cell phone is not a cell phone, it's a hell phone. My dear friends, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this morning I was thinking of one hadith that Nabi Karim says, when two people are together, the third one is shaitan. This also, a cell phone, when it comes to BBM or Twitter, I only know the terms only, or Facebook, these things are two people and the third is shaitan. If I tell you what is happening in our society with this Facebook and this Twitter and this BBM, which is called Bahut Badi Musibat. BBM in Bahut Badi Musibat. It has caused so much of harm in people's homes. It has brought about so much of unhappiness in homes. To that extent, you know, this BBM and also this 3 minutes. The 3 minutes what it has caused to people is unreal. When a husband becomes dog tired and comes home, and he wants his stomach to want some to eat food, when he comes home, he looks at his wife, she's busy with the 3 minutes talking to this one and that one. Now tell me, what kind of environment is that? Where will it lead to? I heard a phone call coming from a lady telling me, Mawlana, my daughter is very, very punctual salah. But I got a problem. She's BBM someone and she's so close to that girl. In other words, in no way you can stop that girl to talk to that girl. She's become completely obsessed to that point where she's not of any benefit to the mother. And that becomes so close to them that most of the people today who are involved in this BBM and this Facebook, they have shown disrespect to the mothers and fathers. They are showing total disrespect. If the mother has to speak to the so-called child for any work also, she says, Mummy, I'm busy at the moment, don't call me. I cannot speak to you at this point of time. And the mother says, read your salah, at least say, yes, I'm going to read my salah. She wakes up and reads her salah. But when she reading her salah, her heart is so inclined toward that BBM that she wants to finish her namaz so quickly. So quickly she wants to finish her namaz so she can go back into the BBM. It reminds me of the hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet said the time will come when the masjid will be full but will be empty. The masjid will be full but will be empty. Ya Rasul, how it will be empty? He said the people come to the mosque but the heart will not be with Allah Ta'ala. The heart will be inclined toward the world. Today you find people come to the mosque. They don't sit in the front saf, they sit right in the back saf because the BBM will be on, waiting for the imam to start the salah. Whatever they're doing. So till they reach the masjid, they say that you want to come to the mosque, you must come a bit early so that you can prepare yourself Allah Ta'ala. When a person comes to the masjid, he's supposed to come a bit early. So that he washes his hands, make wudu, do it the right way, prepare himself that now I'm going to the court of Allah. He's supposed to have this in mind. And that person who makes his wudu from home and come, he is a very fortunate person. Because every step he's taking, he's getting one hajj on Umrah Sawab. That is if he goes with this intention that he make wudu at home and he comes to the mosque, Ya Allah, I'm going to meet you. I'm coming to meet you. Every step that he's taking now, he's going toward the masjid, he's very careful because he's got an intention now, I'm going to meet my Allah Ta'ala. Now, it's obvious when a person goes with that intention to meet my Allah Ta'ala, anything that he sees on the road, he will make sure he protects his eyes. He'll make sure he protects his ears. He will make sure he protects his heart. He'll make sure he protects his tongue. Because now he's going to meet Allah Ta'ala. But with the last minute you sit down in the car also, you're busy with the BBM and all the rest of it. What kind of wudu are you going to make? What kind of salah are you going to make? How are you going to meet Allah Ta'ala? That person, that the hadith of Rasulullah said, when the person comes to the mosque, when he just enters the mosque, the farista does not want to allow him to enter. Allah Ta'ala asked them, why are you not allowing him? Say, Ya Allah, outwardly he is very, very pak. Inwardly, he's napak. His inside is so impure, they're not allowed to come in. Allah Ta'ala says, never mind, he has come to my house. Lift up his sin. Lift up his sin. Now that kind of person, he come to the masjid. And the intention of itikaf, he will not open, he took out his BBM. He will not look at his cell phone at all. But he'll make sure he comes to the masjid and face Allah Ta'ala. When he performs the salah and he goes out again, the farishta say, Ya Allah, you have taken, you have told us to lift up the sins now. What must we do? Allah Ta'ala says, when you have lifted my sins, why must you put it back to you? I have forgiven him. That's how Allah Ta'ala appreciates a banda who comes to the mosque. But today we are of this kind that we not even know there's no barakat in the mosque. The place of safety is the masjid, but today you find that everyone, most of us, the sad part of it is this much. That we are so much engrossed in this BBM and this cell phone and Facebook to that extent that in no way it has become like a drug. They have been drugged to that extent that 2 o'clock in the morning that they are busy with that thing. They are prepared to make the namaz salah, qaza. But they are not prepared to leave that. I know so many people, my dear friends, whose mothers tell me, or the husbands tell me, or the wives tell me, Mawlana, please come and assist us. I say, you caused the problem, you want us to assist you? When we tell you not to give these kind of things to them, this is an environment which is worse than the environment I spoke before. This environment is gone into people who are supposed to be called so-called pious, who so-called who not miss one tahajjud namaz too, who so-called who talk so much high about Islam, they are also victim of this sin. This is a very big sin called a BBM. They sometimes talking in one time on one bed, husband and wife lying down. The husband is busy with someone and the wife is busy with someone. That's a good one. Just imagine what a sin that is. The wife is busy with the BBM, talking to someone, and husband is busy. He's making dua, she must carry on, and she making dua, he must carry on too. Na'udhu billah. What the curse is gone to. We want Allah Ta'ala to assist us. We want Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to give us barakat. We want Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala that our daughters that get married, their lives will carry on happily. We want Allah Ta'ala to remove all the difficulties of the Muslim the world. We want Allah Ta'ala to accept our du'as. If you want Allah Ta'ala to accept our du'as, then what are we supposed to do? Do those things which will draw Allah Ta'ala's attention to us. Sahaba-e-Ikram, when they were told that they are Jannatis, they became even more closer to Allah Ta'ala with the fear. Someone told the Sahabas, you have been given the certificate of Jannat. Why you are still becoming more closer? He said, the reason for that is Allah gave us the certificate. Now to thank Him, we are being even more closer and closer. Musa alayhi salam. One day he was walking, and while he was walking, he saw a stone crying, rock. Musa alayhi salam asked the rock, why are you crying? He says, so from the day I came to know that Allah Ta'ala mentioned that He'll be putting all the rocks into Jahannam, from that time I'm crying. He said, I'll talk to Allah Ta'ala. When Musa alayhi salam met Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala told it. So Allah Ta'ala said, oh Musa, tell the talk. I will not put him in Jahannam. So when he came back, and he saw the rock, and he told him that Allah Ta'ala said, he would not put him in Jahannam. He got very happy about it, alhamdulillah. And Musa alayhi salam went away. After some time, when he came back, the rock is still crying. The rock is still crying. Musa said, now are you crying? He said, oh Musa, that which allowed Allah Ta'ala to forgive me, can I leave that? It was that, I was crying. My crying made Allah Ta'ala to keep me away from Jahannam. Why must I stop that? I must cry more and more and more. So this is how we're supposed to be, that how to draw Allah's attention towards us. Do not blame the world for what is happening around. Do not blame the non-Muslim for what is happening around. Blame us. Look into our own lives. Look at a divorce. Rate has gone so high. It's unreal. It's unreal. Those days, there was no name as divorce. No, it was not there anymore. But now it's put. Why? Before, it was like this, that the parents should choose the partners. Now, they choose themselves and say, we're getting married. They inform. So how you choose, that's how you live. So we have a very big problem in our lives, in our society. Our problem is, what you can see is environment. How are you going to get rid of this thing now? You do not know what is happening. You only see a few Muslims sitting in this mosque. You think all the Muslims, we are very happy. Alhamdulillah, the mosque is full. Did you take statistics of what is happening around behind? The Muslims are nothing. There's so many Muslims outside not even come to read namaz also. They are doing so much of wrongs. So our environment back home should be put right. Once that the TV is on, 2 days ago one husband and wife came to me. They had a problem. And I told them, the wife, stop the TV. You do not know how harmful it is. She says, me, must I tell you something? He said, yes. My husband insists on having a TV, and this is what I tell you what transpired. I've got a 4-year-old child, and he put something on, some movie, whatever, and in that movie, there was a temple there, and all the people were buying on that idols. My child also began to bow like that. You must remember, whatever happens, you'll be answerable to Allah Ta'ala. If you think you're coming alone to the masjid and leaving your child in our house, Allah will question you on that. Oh, anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Save yourself and your family. You must understand this very carefully. I'm not saying you must use the stick to hit your child, but you must be kind. You must be good to your child. have love to the child. The time has come now how to bring people more towards the masjid. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whenever Imam performs salah, he must perform as short as possible. We do not know the wisdom behind it. Why did he say that? Because when he reads as short as possible, those people who do not want to come to mosque, they will still come to read the mosque. So many things you must consider. Your nafil namaz, the imam wants to pull, he can pull as much as possible. But when it comes to farz salah, he must read as short as possible. With this intention, ki ya Allah, I want more and more musallis to come to the masjid. Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullah Ali, one day he performed one salah. One dhuhr salah or asr salah. And after that uzur salah, asr salah, that person told him, Hazrat, if you perform in salah, I'll come every day. Because you read so nice and short. We are weak. If in the time of Rabbi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala sallam, one place, one sahabi was lengthening salah so long, that the sahabas also went and complained to Rabbi Kareem, ya Rasul. He's lengthening his salah so long. In those days, Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala sallam mentioned the hadith, he was so angered about it. Very angry. Because we have to try our level best to bring more Muslim to more musallis to the masjid. Namazis must come to the masjid. How to bring them more closer to Allah Ta'ala. And the only place they can become close is the mosque. The masjid is a very important place. So the more we draw them towards it. So coming back to the point of our environment, change our brain. There must be compatibility between husband and wife also. There must be understanding. Talk to your child. By you taking your BBM and she taking her BBM, then the children taking their own BBM too. Then no doubt there will be bahut badi musibat ho jayegi. That musibat then you cannot take out. Then you can go ask this Maulana for Taweez and that Maulana for Taweez, nothing can help. Then the next morning you hear your child running from the house too, you will be answered. I'll give you one incident of a girl. She was becoming a hafiza. And she always locked her door up and read Quran at night. I told her, father, it doesn't make sense. If a person reads Quran, why must he lock the door up? It must be read in front of you, must not be behind you. However, father took it very lightly. After 2 weeks, the girl ran away. She ran away. She didn't even complete hafizah too. She ran away too. So what is the meaning of this? We have to take this very seriously. What I am saying this today is very serious. Please, my dear friends, you don't know what the harm is. The harm is so serious, it's worse than cancer. It's worse than cancer. We are losing our children. The children are taking the curses of the mothers. The children are taking curses of the fathers. There's so much of infight in the house. There's no barakat at all, no happiness. The father does not want to come in the house anymore. The mother also does not want to stay in the house anymore. With all the namaz they're reading, there's so much of disrespect one another. The reason is because we haven't got an environment back home. Let us bring about an environment. The mistake that we made, let us put it right. We have to put our mistakes right. And do not take it lightly. With this view, Allah Ta'ala hame sab amal karne ki taufeeq ata farmaye.